From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Brussels braces for a possible terrorist attack. Belgium is maintaining its highest alert level and closing schools Monday in the capital amid what is called a serious and imminent threat of terrorist attacks. Prime Minister Charles Michel announced the higher vigilance Sunday at a National Security Council meeting. U.S. President Barack Obama says he is confident the U.S. and its allies will destroy the Islamic State jihadists. Speaking in Malaysia, where he attended the ASEAN summit, the president said ISIL would be destroyed on the battlefield and their land taken back. The president warned against succumbing to fear. Malian authorities have searched for at least three suspects they believed are connected to Friday's attack on a hotel in the capital, Bamako. Meanwhile, an army commander says two gunmen who were killed in the assault on the Radisson Blue Hotel were armed with assault rifles, explosives, and a large amount of ammunition. One police official said investigators are following several leads in the case. Iran said Sunday it has sentenced Washington Post journalist Jason Rezaian to an unspecified prison term. Rezaian was convicted last month on espionage charges. A spokesman for Iran's judiciary announced the sentence on Iranian state television's website, but said it was not finalized. He gave no indication of the length of the term. Rezaian's lawyer said she has not been informed of the sentence. The U.S. State Department, meanwhile, is calling on Iran to vacate the sentence and to set the reporter free. This is VOA News. Exit polls show the center-right mayor of Buenos Aires, Mauricio Macri, appears headed for victory as polls close in Argentina's first-ever presidential runoff election. The vote was widely seen as a referendum on the left-leaning policies of outgoing President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner. Macri faced the runoff against ruling party candidate Daniel Scioli after the results of the October 21st first election. Egyptians voted Sunday in the second stage of parliamentary elections. The vote will produce the country's first legislature in more than 3 years. Tens of thousands of policemen were deployed in Cairo and the 12 other provinces where voting took place. The bodies of nearly 100 people have been recovered from a landslide Saturday near a jade mine in northern Myanmar. Local officials say more than 100 people remain missing after the incident in Kachin State. Officials say the collapse occurred overnight when many of the miners were sleeping. Search and rescue crews are still looking for survivors. A 21-year-old Israeli woman was stabbed by a Palestinian in the West Bank. The military says the Palestinian was shot and killed by soldiers nearby. In an earlier attack, the military said a woman pulled a knife at a military base entrance and began approaching civilians. A local West Bank settler said he veered his vehicle off the road and struck the woman. A soldier then fired at her and killed her. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry departed Sunday on a trip to the Middle East that will focus on the Syrian civil war and multinational efforts for a political transition in that nation. He will also discuss violence in Israel. U.S. officials announced late Sunday that Kerry will be traveling to the United Arab Emirates and Israel. Local residents say an al-Shabaab official, believed to be the leader of a pro-Islamic state faction, has been shot and killed in an ambush in southern Somalia. Sources say Sheikh Hussein Abdi Gedi and four others were ambushed by al-Shabaab fighters near Gududli village in the middle Juba region. Gedi was a top al-Shabaab scholar and the group's deputy governor for the Juba region until recently. He reportedly left the group and attempted to persuade al-Shabaab fighters to support the Islamic State instead. Residents say at least 8 al-Shabaab militants were killed in a suspected drone strike on a base near the village of Baladul Amin. Sources tell VOA at least 3 junior al-Shabaab commanders are among the dead. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.